Welcome to Torah Rimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon, and today we'll be learning Shir HaShirim Perek Ches. This final perek describes the period of Ikvas Sibdim Shicha, the end of the Galus, the suffering of Chavlei Mashiach, and the certainty of redemption. Pasuk Aleph. Knesset Yisrael asks from Hashem, Mietnecha ke'achli, who will give me? Who will allow you to connect yourself to me? Ach is the language of connection, like ichud means united, so that I can nurse from the shefa, the influence of the shechina, yonek shedei imi, and then emtza'acha b'chutz, I will find you outside. I will be able to serve you in public, in front of the eyes of the other nations. Gam lo yavozuli, they won't mock me in my observance of your commandments, because now they laugh at me. Klal Yisrael laments the fact that they cannot worship as they wish, and they ask for a time where they can keep mitzvos without any embarrassment. Pasuk Beis. Once I receive your influence, and hagcha aviacha al beis imi, you will lead me and bring me to the house of my mother, the Beis HaMikdash, and then please teach us tilamdini, so I can drink from the Torah's emes, which is called Yayin HaRekach, and then even the Rishaim, the Rimonim, will serve you, and we will be able to give to you to drink Ma'asis Rimonim, from the nectar of the pomegranates, namely the sweetness of the Rishaim. Pasuk Gimel. And if the only way to bring the Geula is through suffering, so as to atone for our sins, we ask that Smolo, your left hand, the Midas Hadin, the judgment, be only Tachas L'Roshi, in order to support my head, to fix me. And at the same time, Yimino, let your right hand, the Midas Harachamim, the compassion, Tichabkini, embrace me, surround me, and protect me from sin. Pasuk Dalid, Hashem turns to the other nations and informs them that since the time of the redemption has come, they need to act in order to separate between those that are good and those which are bad, those people which are bad. Hishpati eschem benos Yerushalayim, I bind you under oath, daughters of Yerushalayim, nations of the world, that because of my decree, you need to afflict Klal Yisrael. On one side, the Yisroel will cause the Rasham to go to the side of Ra, of evil, Ta'iru, which causes hatred. And on the other side, Tzadikim will be aroused to repent and to love Hashem, to Oru, to awaken and to arouse the love. This is all in order so I can reveal my love to Klal Yisrael. Es ha'ava ad shezachpots, because chayfetz, I desire le'ahov, to love them. The Tzror HaMor points out that the two previous times this pasuk was stated, the pasuk states in ta'iru, v'in te'oruru. And here the pasuk states ma ta'iru, u'ma te'oruru. He explains that the earlier pasukim refer to previous exile, when Hashem warns the nations not to force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, because he wants them to return out of their own will, and then the geula will come easily, and not through harsh suffering. In the final exile, Hashem instructs the nations exactly the opposite, to bring Yisurim onto Klal Yisrael, so that the Rishaim, who can handle the Yisurim, will leave the way of Hashem and will arouse the good people to do tshuva. Then the true love will no longer be in theory, and the Geula will come in the merit of these good people. Bnei Yisrael are frightened about what they just heard, about the suffering and the difficulties in the ends of the exile. And so Hashem turns once again to Bnei Yisrael and gives them chizuk and comfort of their pain and troubles. Hashem turns to Klal Yisrael and says, Pasuk Hey, do not think that the Yisurim mentioned are because you are hated or bad in my eyes. Even Dor HaMidbar, the generation that traveled the desert, who were very righteous, including Moshe and Aaron, they also needed to experience the suffering of Mitzrayim. Mizos Olem in HaMidbar, remember, who were those who went up from the Midbar? They were righteous. Mitrapekas Aldoda, they were hugged in my love. Sama Chiblatcha Imecha, they also experienced Chevle Leda, labor pains, when they left Mitzrayim and went up in the Minbar. Sama Chibla Yiladetecha, in order to be Yolid, to give birth to the Jewish nation. It is for this reason that the suffering experienced at Geula is called Chevle Mashiach, the birth pains of Mashiach. Just as labor pains help bring about the child, similarly the suffering helps bring about the spiritual world of Mashiach. It is not random or haphazard, but calculated and purposeful. Pasuk Vav. Bnei Yisrael turns to Hashem and says, even though we need to experience these Yisurim, please sweeten them and pepper them with mercy, so they don't cause us to sway from our emuna. So please, simeni kachotam alibecha kechotam al zoracha, set me as a seal upon your heart and a seal upon your arm. Please, don't forget us as a seal on your heart, on your compassion, And if you must hit us with your arm, please have us as a seal on that arm so as not to destroy us. And when you love something and desire completely with all your being, but cannot attain it, that is harder than death. And so let our strong love of you be an atonement if we are Chayav Misa, if we must die. Ki aza kamavas ava, for love is as strong as death. And the kina, the zeal for your name, should be instead of the Yisurei HaSha'ol, the suffering of the grave, Kasha Kisha'ol kina, because kina is as harsh as the grave. And the main fire of my zeal is for the honor and glory of your name. Rishafuha Rishpei Es Shal Hevetya. Its flashes are flashes of fire from the flame of God. We are asking Hashem to accept all of our love and it should be considered and replace the Chavlei Mashiach. And all of our requests towards you are simply so the nations who are referred to as Mayim Rabim, they will not be able to extinguish the love. Lo yichlu l'chabos es ha'ava. With the tsaros and the suffering they make for us. And even the enticement of their ministers, the naharos, the rivers, lo yishtafuha, cannot drown it out. And even if they give all of their wealth of their homes to nullify the love, im yitain ish es kol hon beso ba'ava, they won't be able to extinguish the love because it is so set in our hearts. Pasuk Ches. Hashem turns to the olamos that he created, meaning the spiritual roots from which he carved Klal Yisrael, and asks them, what will we do for our sister so she can withstand the suffering of Chavlei Mashiach? Achos lanu, I have one nation, Ktana, small in merit, v'shadayim ein la. She doesn't have people to nurse her like Moshe and Aaron. Ma na'asel achosinu, what should we do for our sister Yisrael? B'yom sheyedaber ba, on the day that Chavlei Mashiach, the birth pains of Mashiach will come. Pasuk Tes. Hashem answers and says, I will bring the Yisurim upon them in a way that they can handle. Im chomahi, if Yisrael is strong in their emunah, like a wall, who can withstand people standing on her, the Yisurim will be fast and intense. And then immediately, nivne alaha tirat kesef, we will build upon her a fortress of silver, namely the Beis HaMikdash. But if she is not strong like a wall, im delesi, she is like a door who opens for anyone who knocks on her, I will bring the Yisurim like a luach haraz, like panels of cedar, which is weak and long, meaning the Yisurim will come little by little over a long period of time. Pasuk Yud, Knesset Yisrael asks Hashem, Ani choma, I was a wall at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'shaddai migdalos, and when my leaders were towers, namely Moshe and Aaron, and nevertheless, I did not have enough merits to be redeemed. I was kimotzeit shalom, like a person who finds and chances upon peace. How then will the geula come now when I don't have those merits? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Knesset Yisrael continues to claim, those that entered Eretz Yisrael were on a high level. They were your vineyard, Kerem Hayel Shlomo, Bibal Hamon, in Eretz Yisrael. That is only under your watch and care and not under any other officer. But even their merits were not enough, as they were given over to notrim, to caretakers, to sarim, to officers of other nations. They watched over Klal Yisrael. Ishevi b'peryo, Nebuchadnezzar was brought to the vineyard to exile me, because the vineyard produced wild berries instead of good fruit. Meaning, we failed to produce righteous actions, and thus we were exiled. And the Elef HaKesef, the 1,000 pieces of silver, namely the 1,000 people that were exiled in the time of Gulash Chayrush Umazger, who were the best of the best, and nevertheless were punished. How then can we merit redemption when we are not even close to their level? Pasuk Yud Beis. And then the next two psukim are part of the conclusion of our Megillah. In them, Hashem promises that he will bring the Geula in any event, and then Klal Yisrael will return and become one with her beloved in a way that she hasn't merited until now. Hashem says, Karmi sheli lefanai, my vineyard is before me. You, Klal Yisrael, my vineyard, are always before me. I am always watching over you, and I never remove my hashkacha from you. Ha'elef l'chashlomo, and it will be in the Elef, the last 1,000 years, the time period set for the Geula, that Malchus Beis David, symbolized by Shlomo, will be elevated. Umata'ayim, and in the last 200 years of this 1,000, will be Tchias HaMezim, the resurrection of the dead. Lenotrim et Prio, for those who guard its fruit, for the Shomrei Torah Umitzvos. Pasuk Yud Gimel continues with the idea of the previous Pasuk, about Hashem's promise that the Geula will come at the time of the Geula, Klal Yisrael will learn Torah directly from Hashem, and the Chaverim, the Malachei Asharis, will want to hear from us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Hayoshvim Baganim, those who sit in the garden, the Batei Midrashos, in the future, Chaverim, the friends, Malachei Hashareis, Makshivim Lekolich Hashmi'eni. They will listen to your voice, and they will ask for you to share the holy words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems it is worthwhile to suffer in the Chevlei HaMashiach in order to get to the time of Mashiach, as at that point in time, we will reach a level higher than of the Malachei Hashareis, the celestial angels. Knesset Yisrael, end the Sefer with a request. Barach Todi, run, my beloved, run away from this galus, as the Shechina, the divine presence, is in exile with us. Udomelech Halitzvi, Ola Ofer Hayalim, and bring the Geula quickly, like a gazelle or a young hart who runs swiftly, Al Harei Besamim, on the mountains of spices. Do it for the Harei Besamim, the mountains that used to give forth a pleasing smell, like Har Hamoria, where sacrifices were once brought, like those of Adam, Noach, where Avram was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak, but now this mountain sits in mourning. In their merit, have mercy on us, redeem us, and build the Beis HaMikdash. For your sake, b'mhera b'yameinu, speedily in our days. We end this parak, which discusses the Chevlei HaMashiach, the last 1,000 years, the time we find ourselves in now, with the promise that Hashem will give us Yisurim only in a way in which we can handle them, and He loves us and is always watching over us. The purpose is always to come to the time of Geula when we can connect deeply and completely, enjoying one another's company, which He promises will come. How appropriate it is to finish learning Shir HaShirim at a time period of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, reconnecting and recommitting to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Moshe Weinberger quotes the Alter Rebbe, who asks in Parshas Acharimos, how can a person do tshuva? How can he return to Hashem? Hashem is everywhere. He never left us. He explains that there are two types of relationships, panim al panim, face-to-face, and achor ba'achor, back-to-back. There are two ways to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is face-to-face, and the other is back-to-back. You can have a husband and wife who live together for 20 or 30 years. They raise children together. They make simchas together, but they are not really facing each other. That connection, that deep understanding, that presence is not really there. It's missing. There are many Jews who keep mitzvos. They keep Shabbos, but they're missing this awareness, this connection, this panim al panim, this face-to-face relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so we say, Es panecha Hashem avakesh. Hashem, I'm looking for your face-to-face relationship. I'm looking for a relationship of closeness and connection. Al taster panecha mimeni. Please, don't conceal your face from me. Please, don't turn away. So often we follow Torah and mitzvos, but the relationship is lacking. It's back-to-back. Our lives cannot be a recitation of Yiddishkeit. It must be a love song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva writes, V'ketzad hi ava haru'uya, hi she'ahov es Hashem. What is the proper way to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ava gedola yisera rabba aza ad ma'od. A great love, a strong love, ad she'tehe nasho k'shuro ba'ava Hashem. That coming to the point that his soul is interconnected in loving Hashem, v'nimsa shugabo temid, and he is literally crazy about him always, ki'ilu chole ava, ha'ava, like he is lovesick, she'ein da'atam p'nuya me'avas osau isha, shehu shugabo temid, bein b'shifto u'bein b'komo. That like a person has no thought or knowledge separate from this one, the one that he loves, that he's crazy about her always, whether he's sleeping or whether he's getting up. Or whether he's sleeping, or whether he's eating or drinking. A person who is lovesick always thinks about the other person. It doesn't matter what he's doing. In every action and everything he does, he's constantly thinking, what would my beloved think about this? What would he imagine? Would he like this? Would he care for what I'm doing? And he should be loving him and crazy about him always, like we are commanded to love Hashem with all of our heart and all of our souls and all of our possessions. Omer Derech Mashal. And this is precisely what Shlomo HaMelech says by ways of a mashal, of a parable. Ki cholas ava ani. I am lovesick for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kol shir ha-shirim, mashal hu l'inyan zeh. And the entire shir ha-shirim, this entire Megillah, is a parable for this entire idea of how we should relate and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like someone who is lovesick, like someone who is crazy about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who thinks about him at every moment in time. And in everything he does, what would a Kadosh Baruch Hu think about the way I'm talking? What would a Kadosh Baruch Hu think about the way I'm dressing or I'm interacting with someone else? What would he think about what I'm doing at this moment? Lovesick, mishugabo tamid. That is the relationship we are meant to have with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the relationship that Shlomo HaMelech describes in Shir HaShirim. It is said that Rabbi Akiva would cry more when reading Shir HaShirim than when reading Lamentations on Tisha B'Av. It is because Rabbi Akiva understood through reading Shir HaShirim the great relationship we once had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sadly we are lacking now due to the Galus. It is my deepest hope and fervent prayer that through learning Shir HaShirim together during this most auspicious time of Yamim Noraim, that we can once again yearn for and develop that face-to-face relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of deep connection, one of passion and lovesickness. And in that merit, Hashem will respond to the Ani Lo Dodi with Dodi Li. He will finalize the wedding ceremony with the coming of Mashiach and the final redemption. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen. Thank you for studying together in the memory of our beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordin, Mordechai ben Ephraim, v'Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Helen and Moshe Sassavar and family.